Seascape Opus 53, Ruth Gipps, 1921-1999. Born in Bexhill-on-Sea, Ruth Gipps learnt the piano from her Swiss mother. She became an accomplished performer, both as a concert pianist and an oboist, held various conducting and conservatoire teaching posts and achieved notable successes as a composer. Gipps spoke of her music as following on from that of Bliss, Walton and her teacher Vaughan Williams. It is characterful, playful, and unashamedly romantic. Her works often have titles that conjure up scenes of rural England, such as Flax and Charlock, 1941, and Ambarvalia, 1988, while Seashore Suite, 1939, Seaweed Song, 1940, and Seascape, 1958, evoke its coastline. Her firmly anti-modernist approach led to the musical establishment regarding her music as out of step with the times, and her work is only now starting to be appreciated afresh. Seascape is in one movement, scored for double woodwind quintet. It begins with soft, undulating arpeggios in flutes and clarinets, which set the scene for a haunting oboe solo. A series of impressionistic episodes follow, with colorful solos throughout the ensemble. Sinfonietta Opus 188, Joachim Raff, 1822-1882. 1. Allegro. 2. Allegro molto. 3. Larghetto. 4. Vivace. The Swiss connection continues with Joachim Raff's Sinfonietta, also for double woodwind quintet. Born in Lotchen, Raff was mentored by both Mendelssohn and Liszt, becoming Liszt's assistant in 1850 before eventually settling in Wiesbaden, where he established himself as a music teacher, critic, and composer. His music fuses elements from both the traditionalist, classical, and the new German, programmatic, schools. Raff was regarded as Germany's foremost symphonist for a time, until the arrival of Brahms' First Symphony in 1876, but like many composers before and since, changing fashions triggered a loss of interest in his music after his death. However, recordings released from the early 1970s, including this Sinfonietta, have paved the way for a renewed interest in Raff's work. Written in 1873, the Sinfonietta is full of wit and good humor, with creative instrument pairings and rhythmic variety. The overall character of the opening sonata form movement is energetic and full of conversations between the voices. The second movement, a lively 6/8 scherzo, is followed by a gentle and romantic larghetto. The flutes announce the first, nimble theme of the concluding vivace movement, with a delightfully carefree second theme being given to oboe and bassoon.